This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, hour number two begins right here, right now, a couple of minutes after 2 o'clock in the nation's capital and beyond, always live and free on the Odyssey app. Doc, we'll hold off on the calls for just a couple of moments because we got some developments behind the scene. We're a little shorthanded, so we got to make way for some things. So I just wanted to... I just wanted to ask you this, during the top of the hour, as expected, Kellen Moore was officially announced as the new head coach in New Orleans, right? Mm-hmm. We're talking about the Eagles and how the Commanders can benefit and or rip apart the Eagles, what have you. I mean, this is not a Commanders thing. This is a Kellen Moore is leaving the Eagles thing for a head coaching position, which is what happens. Do you think this is a big deal that Jalen Hurts and now Nick Sirianni and I guess Saquon Barkley and others, Devontae Smith, are going to have their fourth different offensive coordinator in 4 years?
Well, how they've done with that in the past?
They've done pretty good.
Yeah.
Outside of a collapse.
As long as Nick Sirianni's there,
right.
They're going to be fine because – they have better players than everyone else.
Ah.
And they've shown they can adjust to this.
Wait a second.
Better than everyone else.
Wait a second. Are you telling me that it's more about the players, the Jimmy and Joes, than the X's and O's? Is that what you're saying?
It depends on how good the Jimmy and Joes play.
Mm.
Theirs play very well.
Theirs play very well. So it's interesting because I hear, a friend of mine who routinely spouts off about how, well, he would never hire defensive-minded head coaches.
Wait a minute. Because... is that person you're talking about, is the person under 30?
Not under 30, but not that far away from 30.
Yeah, well, then, you choose to listen to him.
No, you're a very
nice person.
Actually, it's not the person that you're thinking of.
No, it doesn't matter.
It's a colleague of ours.
You repeat things... Mm. That I don't repeat.
Well, Doc, I need talking points.
No, you don't.
I got to fill.
You're verbally very, 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 very well equipped.
I don't agree with you on that. All right, I got to fill a lot of time. So here's
the. You think you have to fill? You really don't have to fill anything.
Okay.
All you got to do is be entertaining.
All right, but here's my question, right? So you're saying basically because they have really good players that they probably are not going to have this really come back and hurt them. Overall, there's this philosophy that is emerging, and I think I know where it's coming from. It's coming from the offensive whiz kid head coaches that say, oh, wait a second, of course you should hire us as head coaches as opposed to defensive-minded head coaches, because if you hire a defensive-minded head coach and the offense has some success, you're going to lose the offensive coordinator to become a head coach. Okay. So anyway, this theory, right, of why you shouldn't hire defensive-minded head coaches kind of comes to fruition. But it's so full of flaws because whoever you hire as the offensive coordinator, if you're a defensive-minded head coach, Dan Quinn, Cliff Kingsbury, yes, if they have success, A, that's good for the football team. B, yes, Cliff Kingsbury is going to get interest. He did. There was a report that emerged over the weekend that he was the choice for the New Orleans Saints head coaching job, yet Cliff decided to stay. Kellen Moore was hired by Nick Sirianni. Two offensive-minded head coaches, one a head coach, one an offensive coordinator, and now, where was he trying to go with this? Oh, Kellen Moore was hired a year ago, right, to replace Brian Johnson, who they fired, who's now with the Commander staff, and again, Sirianni, an offensive-minded coach, they hire Kellen Moore.
You realize this is cookie cutter sports radio. People repeat the same thing over and over.
No, this is educational sports talk radio. Right?
No, it's not, because I've heard the same crap all weekend. No. Everybody repeats this same thing over if you're uncovering something.
What have you heard all weekend?
This is like childbirth. It happens all the time.
There is a theory. There is a belief by people in the league that you can't hire that you can't hire coaches that are basically going to get attracted to other positions. And some hide behind this, well, I wouldn't hire a defensive head coach because then you're going to lose the offensive coach. Well, in this case, Nick Sirianni's an offensive coach, and he lost his offensive coordinator after 1 year and after a Super Bowl. This is what happens. This is the point, is that you should not hire based on some irrational fear that you're going to lose a coach to a different job. You should want that, right? Yes, it hurts. Yeah. Yes, it hurts continuity. It also means that you're being productive. It means that you're being good. It means that people want your people.
Are you afraid to succeed,
because you're putting up numbers.
Are you afraid to succeed?
I'm not. But there is this prevailing.
Like,
I'm telling
you. Why are
you
repeating this stupidity?
Because you're sleeping on this. Because young. I'm telling you.
It's a production. Industry.
Yeah, that's not always how it goes.
If you're scared of the dark, cut on the light.
That's not always how it goes, Doc. And this is the reason why I'm bringing this up. Again, Sirianni, an offensive coach, hired Kellen Moore because he knew he needed help, right? After they replaced Brian Johnson, they knew they needed to get better. Now, people have talked about how Hoffman talks about this all the time. Kellen Moore came in and instituted checkdowns and hot reads and all that stuff for the Philadelphia Eagles. I think it has more to do with their personnel. I think it has more to do with adding Saquon Barkley. I think it has more to do with a bunch of other things than Kellen Moore, but Kellen Moore obviously deserves some of the credit. But my point being is, Nick Sirianni knew he needed to help fix the offense. So they went out and got a new coordinator, a new play caller, somebody maybe with a different approach. And yet, now they're losing them. And I know on the podium the other night he was like, stay, run it back, whatever. I mean, everybody knew that Kellen Moore was leaving. And Kellen Moore is now whoever replaces him is going to be the fourth offensive coordinator in the last 4 years. And this goes to prove my theory and my point, which is this, which is kind of like how you started this before you started making fun of me, which
no,
is...
No, so you do have a point. You're going to make a point.
I'm going to make a point. Okay. I've actually made several points. You just didn't want to hear them.
I haven't heard one yet.
The point is that you hire the best coach. You don't worry about whether they're going to leave after a year or two. Meaning,
right.
The Commanders could have not hired Cliff Kingsbury, and they could have hired some village idiot because they were worried that if they had success with the number two overall pick, that Cliff Kingsbury was going to leave as a head coach. And yet, Dan Quinn didn't think, not that he didn't think twice about it, Dan Quinn, I promise you, did not worry about that. And if Cliff Kingsbury would have left, yeah, that would have been a punch to the gut. And guess
this
what? They would have figured
really
out whether Anthony Lynn or Brian Johnson.
Do you realize that most of these people you're talking about all got fired? Because at some point, you're going to have to realize that this is about winning. And the people don't get fired.
Yeah.
They keep their jobs.
The people you're talking about,
a lot of them, they end up failing. They're really good assistant coaches, horrible head coaches. That just happens.
Yeah,
but you're looking for combinations.
But that's not what we're talking about. That's
not
what we're talking about.
You talking about Kingsbury? He's won nowhere but here.
Doc, now
as a coordinator.
Doc, I'm talking
winning
about
big.
I'm talking about when they hired Dan Quinn. There were people that believe that you shouldn't hire a defensive-minded head coach again because whoever you choose to be the offensive coordinator
people,
is going to get
people.
All the credit.
You keep saying
and then he's
people.
Going to get a
they're
different
people
job.
People that are into voodoo and witch doctors. People. Yeah. Who are these people?
I'm telling you, there are people that work in the same building as we do, and there are people around the NFL that believe this because they're all
okay.
trying to keep
all
their
right.
jobs.
Cool.
Because all right. they're all trying to shield themselves. I guarantee you some of the people that are saying this are people that we've worked with before. Let me just say that.
Doesn't mean
okay?
they know a damn thing about the sport, well, Chris, just because they got a job.
Here's the bottom line. Nick Sirianni deserves a lot of credit for saying, you know what? Whatever reason, it did not work out with Brian Johnson after Shane Steichen left for the Indianapolis Colts head coaching job. For whatever reason, okay? And Shane Steichen left, and then they hired Brian Johnson, who was already on the staff. It didn't work for whatever reason, so they fired him. But they went out, and they hired the best offensive coordinator that they could, that they felt fit their system, their personnel, what have you, and that was Kellen Moore. And now, a year later, they won a Super Bowl, obviously, and they're losing Kellen Moore, and now going to be on their fourth offensive coordinator in 4 years, and I guarantee it won't make a difference.
Because
I guarantee
they have
it
really
won't make
good
a difference.
Head coach and a good system. New England did this every year, and every guy they crapped out, fell over their feet, and they can't bring them back. What is new about this? What am I missing?
You're missing a lot, Doc. You're missing how the new age of NFL people think. Not everybody thinks like you.
New age?
Yeah.
New age. What have they won, the new age people?
What did Kellen Moore win before this year?
He won a
job. Besides a bunch of regular season games as a play caller in Dallas.
Right, that's my point.
Yeah.
The winner is Nick.
Yeah, but not everybody that gets jobs wins games. You know, like,
well, that's true. That's the point.
I mean, you have to have a job in order to win games. And we know that just because you win games in a previous stop doesn't mean you're going to win games in your next stop. Or just because you lost games in your previous stop doesn't mean you're not going to figure it out and win games in your new spot. Anyway, I just wanted to bring this up because Kellen Moore was officially introduced, or I should say announced by the New Orleans Saints as their new head coach. And I'm just going to tell you, a lot of people are going to make a big deal out of it. Jay Gruden said yesterday, not that big of a deal. It's their fourth offensive coordinator in 4 years. I really mm-hmm. and honestly think if everybody stays reasonably healthy next year for the Philadelphia Eagles, maybe they'll be different slightly, but they will still be a darn good offense. Why? Because they have darn good personnel. And it doesn't, and the point is, it doesn't matter who you hire or what type of coach you hire, just like it didn't matter when the Commander said, you know what, Dan Quinn is our guy. And he's, of course, going to bring in an offensive guy, and that offensive guy is going to help tutor and mentor a young quarterback, which he did. And, you know, guess what? If we lose him, that sucks. That's the breaks, but that's the way the cookie crumbles. But that's also a good sign that people want our people and that we're making progress and we're doing the right thing. So anyway, I just wanted to bring that up.
But he's not alone, though. They have a really good staff.
Yeah, that is fair. That is fair.
Here.
They have a good staff
across
here. They
the
have
board.
A good staff in Philadelphia as well.
Across the board. Yeah, I'd agree.
All right.
I'd agree. I don't know how this got stuck, but I think that Philadelphia has been good the past 4 years, no matter who's been on their staff.
Well, a
and
lot of people.
Because of their personnel.
Yeah, a lot of people
They
like,
ran into a spurt,
you know,
where they had
a
bad 4 week period.
Yeah.
Other than that, they've been better than most people every week.
A lot of people felt that, that last year when things went south for Philadelphia, that Nick Sirianni became a clueless village idiot. And a lot of people felt that, Brian Johnson, who's now with the Commander's staff, was the problem. Like, all of a sudden, they forgot how to coach. And the point being is, no, they didn't forget how to coach. Their players stopped playing well. And as a team, and this year, it was just the opposite. And they'll be fine, even with Kellen Moore leaving, even with a fourth offensive coordinator, just like the Commanders would have been fine if Cliff Kingsbury had taken that job. Short-term blow, yeah, but you gather yourself. People can coach and people can operate if the players play at the level that they are expected to play, and if you have the right personnel. Anyway, we'll take a timeout. I wasn't sure if we were able to get some calls there, so we will be able to get back to your calls in just a couple of moments. I promise you, hang tight. We'll start with Mark and Largo. We'll go right down the line next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Before we get back to the calls, Clint Kubiak is the new offensive coordinator with the Seattle Seahawks. So he leaves New Orleans because, well, they had a head coaching change. And as we were just talking about Kellen Moore, Doc, remember at the start of last season, 2 weeks in, everybody was talking about, oh, the Saints on offense, they're so great, they're so brilliant, they're so awesome. Clint Kubiak this, Clint Kubiak that. And then it completely fell apart as soon as everybody got hurt and they realized they weren't that special and they were just playing really well for a 2 week period. Now he's off to Seattle, to help out Mike McDonald, who, and they certainly need some help, as Kellen Moore obviously takes over, in New Orleans. It's amazing how quickly things can change in this league, right? Success is so fleeting. I know you have to have it. You got to find it. You got to find the magical formula. It's just, it doesn't last for very long is what I would say. And the media falls right into it, and they go hook, line, and sinker. They all thought the New Orleans Saints were just this unbelievable bunch, and they turned out to be one of the worst teams in the NFL. Anyway, long story short, Kellen Moore, their new head coach, again, Clint Kubiak, son of Gary, over to Seattle. The Commanders are keeping Cliff Kingsbury. It looks like they're keeping everybody, which is great. I mean, why wouldn't you want to keep everybody from what turned out to be a 14-win team? We were talking about Mekhi Becton and improving the offensive line. Let's get back to you on the phones at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's go to Mark in Largo on line two, AMAC. Mark, what's going on? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys? What's How up, y'all Mark? Doing? What's up, Doc? What's going
what's
on?
What's up, Mark?
Look, Chris, let me reiterate why Doc was getting a little irritated with what you were saying.
Well, Doc gets irritated at a lot of things I say.
No. And I think this is fair to Doc. Doc, you came in 70. When you came in the league, you came in the mid to late 70s.
Yeah.
Chris, players were calling their own damn plays during that time. And what I think, Doc has never said this. The 30 years I've listened to him, he's never said this. But if you got a quality quarterback who was that good, mm-hmm. how come people aren't, and no one's ever talked about this, how come players aren't calling their own plays now compared to what they're doing 45 and 50 years ago? I mean, Ken Stabler was calling his own plays. Roger was calling his own plays for a while, and everybody else. Whereas if you got someone who's interested in your system and they know a playbook, after a while, I'm not saying Jaden can do it now. I'm not saying that. That's ridiculous. That's ignorant. But I'm saying maybe in 3 or 4, maybe even 5 years from now, maybe Jaden could call his own play. You see what I'm saying? And that's where I think Doc kind of has that old school. Now, Doc has never – now, if I'm taking up with you, Doc, you know, that's fine. If not, you can just tell me to shut up and move on to my point, which I will do in a second, and I probably will do that.
Doc, is that fair?
The system – was rigged for the right reasons, and that's for pay scales. These people would have done this for free back in the day because of the love of the game.
That's true.
They were all being taken advantage of financially. They got this system built out so people could make a living at it and a fortune at it. Give them credit for that. This didn't always have a union. It didn't always have a lot of things. They got smarter in the process.
I would argue this. I don't want Jaden Daniels being like what essentially Peyton Manning was in his prime. I don't want that. That's too much burden, too much responsibility, too much
Peyton's
everything, in my opinion. But I'm fully capable of wrapping my arms around Jaden having complete autonomy and control at the line of scrimmage. Hey, man, you don't like the look? Change it. You don't have to check with me. You don't have to, like, you know, have me screaming in your ear. Change it. You know, like, Jaden's smart enough and intelligent enough and high enough football IQ. I truly believe this about him. Where he can do that, not every quarterback can completely do that.
I would maybe believe that a few years down the road.
Yeah.
Maybe. Ain't no way in the hell I'd give anybody that kind of authority in a multi-million dollar operation like pro football.
That's
I
right.
wouldn't.
Mark,
ever.
Did you have a final point real quick? Oh, he's gone. Okay, we lost him. All right, thank you, Mark, for the call. Let's get to line five. Line five, AMAC. Vaughn in District Heights on the Team 980. Vaughn, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for making it.
I just want to make a few points and see if saw what I saw a little bit in a couple of games with our Commanders and with Philly, as far as the, our O-line and their D-line, I gathered that I seen Philly defensive line kind of like was hitting the gaps quicker in the gaps where the stands on our O-line. Looks like it was a little bit more quicker than them before they can get engaged. And I saw a couple of plays where that kind of existed. And I want to see if, did y'all see that a little bit, due to the quickness and the footwork that, that came with that. And then with the Phillies O-line, I kind of saw that they was doing a lot of pulling with their guards and encounter, counter-type plays. With, you know, I think they kind of helped the running game a little bit with them. Even with the tight ends with the inside, they put them in motion, then they come inside counter a little bit. So I just wanted to Did y'all see that?
Yeah, no, it's good questions, Vaughn. Appreciate the phone call. Doc, I mean, I would say this. There is no doubt that Eagles defensive line, whatever they're doing and however they're built, their first step is not maybe the key to it all, but their first step is important, and there is no doubt that they're getting off on the snap of the football quicker than it seems like, I don't know, our defensive line. And maybe that's not fair to Allen and Payne and whoever, but it just doesn't seem like the same explosion to power rate, if you will, is there with our defensive line compared to theirs. Is that unfair, fair, or?
That I don't know. All I know is that the defense should never be quicker than the offense, and I know the snap count. Mm-hmm. If that's a problem, then we're not utilizing mm-hmm. our ability to control it with the cadence. Mm-hmm. That's on us.
Mm. Interesting. All right, that's fair. Let's get one more in here before the break. Let's go to Little and on line one in D.C. What's up, Little? How are you?
Rooster. Shout out to the legends. Shout out to A-Mac. I told you, legend, Philly was going to get him.
Yep.
Look, I hit the over twice because they posted the over twice. But let me help y'all, Rooster. We're not going to go after this kid Beckman, man, because they probably franchise him anyhow. If anyhow, I trust in AP.
Well, they're not franchising him. If Washington doesn't go after Mekhi Becton, which I don't think they will, I was just throwing it out there for a talking point. Hang on a second, Little. Let me just explain. I don't think they're going after him because I think he made himself a lot of money, and I don't think they're going to invest that heavily when ideally they are looking for depth as opposed to a big time void in their offensive line.
Okay. I would stand my I'm coming to AP in two, but if I'm AP, I stand pat. I go up there, that big boy from Ohio State, the offensive lineman. I stand pat and grab him. First of all, Rooster, let me help you out a little bit. We may not be built for Philly, but we got a remedy to beat Philly. You quick pass him, man. You screen pass him. You run horizontal and you up tip him. You get them big boys tired, man. KC got away from it. KC did on the first drive. But they got away from it. That's why I kind of figured, Philly, you got this. It's a remedy that you beat them guys, man. You, KC, like you said, they ran the ball 11 times, but guess what? They ain't calling that one trap play. They ain't calling that one jet screen, jet sweep. There's a way you beat Philly, man. You got them boys coming off the line. You got to get them to go horizontal, Rooster. Yes, Trent Scott held his own. We held our own against Philly. And guess what? I was trying to get in on Sheehan's show because I put us right behind Philly. We hunting them. We coming. You know what I'm saying? They were. We the only team that put up numbers on our scoring wise on Philly. With guess what? With Ertz, Terry, and JD 5. Three weapons, man. That's got up in the end zone. Come on, Rooster. Work with me, man. Look,
you're acting like I'm sitting here saying that they're worlds apart from the Philadelphia Eagles. I didn't say that.
I couldn't get in on Sheehan, but we right behind.
But Sheehan has nothing to do with me. I'm telling you, I said this yesterday. The Commanders, I thought, were the second best team in the NFL. I thought they were better than Kansas City. I mean, for guys, you know, but that doesn't mean that they're super close to the Eagles. They need to make some improvements. Now, the Eagles might not be the same team, obviously, next year that they were this year. They've got three prominent free agents in Sweat, Milton Williams, and Zach Bond in their front seven. That's going to hurt them. They're probably going to lose at least one, if not two of them. So maybe that will level the playing field a little bit. And that's what free agency and winning and so on and so forth does. So maybe they don't have to make the kind of colossal improvement that some want them to make. Maybe it is just more of a fine-tuning, a depth thing, and re-signing some of their guys. We'll see. I appreciate the phone call, Little, as always. We'll get more of your calls on the other side. Plus, I want to ask Doc about Deebo Samuel. I know how much he loves talking about wide receivers, and Deebo Samuel is now available. Is he a fit here in Washington? We'll tackle that next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. After this trending alert, which we tell you, of course, it is again official, as we've been talking about, Kellen Moore, the youngest head coach now in the NFL, leaving the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles as their offensive coordinator after just 1 year. And again, he becomes the head coach of the New Orleans Saints. He's expected to hire Brandon Staley, the former Chargers head coach, as his defensive coordinator. More than 1 million people are expected to attend the Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl parade through the streets of Philadelphia on Friday, Valentine's Day, according to the city of Philadelphia. Meanwhile, Cam Newton has been doing a lot of TV. Of course, he didn't play anymore. He's been doing a lot of TV on ESPN with Stephen A. Smith, and you know what that sometimes leads to. Well, apparently he called the Carolina Panthers organization losers before he arrived in 2011 as the franchise's number one overall pick. Well, Steve Smith, not happy about that. Not happy about that. He said, you could potentially, actually, here's the quote from Steve Smith. He was on a radio show. He said, 53-man locker room, one equals 52 losers. So he is not happy about Cam Newton's comments, his former teammate in Carolina. Meanwhile, the Wizards have now lost three in a row, after losing to Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs last night. Tomorrow night, they'll try and snap the three-game losing streak at Capital One Arena against the Indiana Pacers right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. And that's what's trending. All right, we're more than halfway home on this snowy Tuesday afternoon. Again, snow coming down hard here in Loudoun County. Mac, you said it's snowing now pretty good in D.C., correct?
Yeah, it's coming down now.
All right. So be safe, everybody, obviously, out there. Please drive with extra care, caution. Don't tailgate somebody. Don't drive like you idiots do all day long on 66 and everybody that just blows and thinks they're running in the Daytona 500. Trust me, you're not running in the Daytona 500. Leave that to Chase Elliott and the boys this Sunday down in Daytona. Please be safe out there. Please give yourself extra time, extra space, all that stuff. We don't need anybody doing anything stupid more than you already do. All right. That being said, Doc, this would not be stupid, in my opinion. I don't know how you're going to feel about this, although I have a pretty good idea. Deebo Samuel was given permission over the weekend, the report emerged, from Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch to seek a trade. And it looks like the end of the Deebo Samuel era is now in San Francisco. And that makes sense because they signed Brandon Ayuk, who then tore his ACL to a huge deal. And it was always thought it was going to be one of the two of them. Deebo Samuel's 29 years old. Of course, six-year veteran, what have you. He's got a little bit of a complicated contract. There's some weird option, whatever. But basically, if I'm reading it right from overthecap.com, he's got 1 year left on the deal. And it's, you know, again, depending on how things shake out, I mean, I don't think it's an unreasonable number for a guy like Deebo Samuel and his production. And when you say, well, unreasonable number, I mean, again, I'm not going to break down all the cap specifics, but the bottom line is it's not 28, 29 million. It's not 30 million. It's not 25 million or anything like that. It's in the mid-teens, somewhere in that range, for a guy that last year, right? Last year, 51 catches, 670 yards, only three touchdowns. 13-1 reception. He obviously can run the ball a little bit, as we all have seen. 42 carries, 136 yards, 3.2 average, one touchdown. He played 63.2% of the snaps last year on offense for the San Francisco 49ers, playing in 15 games. He's played 15 games last year, 15 games the year before that, 13 games the year before that, 16 games the year before that. So he misses a couple of games a year. Basically, that's what you have to be prepared for. But, Doc, I would say with all of that as the backdrop, is a guy like Deebo Samuel, when you have De'Ami Brown, Jamison Crowder, Noah Brown, and Olamide Zaccheaus, all as free agents, would a guy like Deebo Samuel interest you?
Well, it'd be all on AP, because he's had experience with it. Me personally, no, but it might work perfectly for what he has in store for him. So it's ideal because they've got background. But, you know, that'd be up to him.
When you say for you personally, why not? Like, what?
Because I'm happy with where I'm developing, and it's not an interest. I could beat Philly now with what I have out there. What I can't beat them is what I have inside. I got to go with my critical needs first in order to beat the opponent that's standing in my way.
Well, can you walk and chew gum at the same time? And the reason why I ask that is because right now under contract, you only have Terry McLaurin.
You asked me the question, right?
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, like you're saying, well, you fix your knee, granted, that's a bigger priority. But you can, again, address multiple needs, right? It doesn't have to be one in front of the other. So I guess what I'm asking is, you have four free
agents. When he was in shape, mm-hmm. and I like him a lot as a player, he's a dog.
Deebo, right.
Deebo in shape.
Yep.
Younger, love him to death. Out of shape. Dropping the ball. What do I I don't need that.
Well,
I'm
fair.
In a different sphere. Yeah, I got
fair.
Guys I need younger, stronger, faster.
I don't have the number on drops, but I remember that being a little bit of an issue, right? But the one thing that Deebo Samuel does that absolutely is a stone cold fit in this system is he blocks on the perimeter and on the edge. And
my guys block out there and they block a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
He's too expensive. Out of shape, runs his mouth. I'm beyond it. I don't need an advertisement sticker. That's for hits on social media. I don't need that.
Runs his mouth. I'm forgetting what. I'm forgetting something here. Is Deebo considered a pain in the butt that I'm forgetting? I honestly don't know. I don't.
Highly productive now. Uh-huh. No. The kind I could usually deal with, but not now. Don't need that.
He was complaining for the ball a bit much in the beginning of the year, but for the most part, I wouldn't consider him like as loud as other receivers.
Right. Like Ayuk is more of a demonstrative, and yet they invested in him, right? And everyone kind of knew, oh, hey, wait a second. If they're going to do that, which I didn't think anybody – I didn't think they were going to get that done, and I don't know if they thought they were going to get that done, and then it blew up in their face. Well, now they're stuck with it, right? They've got to get them healthy, and they've got to rehab them. They made that decision, and obviously, again, when you have Kittle and Christian McCaffrey, and you got to pay Brock Purdy, you can't pay everybody. Bosa on the other side, so on and so forth. I mean, they're already going to lose a couple of their, in all likelihood, talented secondary guys, and Charvarius Ward and Hufanga and maybe even Dre Greenlaw and so on and so forth. The bottom line is, this makes sense that he's available. I don't think they are making him available because he's a bad apple. To your point, Adam Peters knows him. So if anybody, if anybody has the inside intel, obviously it's going to be Adam Peters. The question for me, and this is, I think, a really good point. Because the contract is complicated with an option bonus on March 22nd, I'm not sure exactly how it would work. But basically, Deebo could cost the Commanders, could. Somewhere in the teens, in terms of millions of dollars in this one remaining year of his deal, because he's got a voided contract and whatever for next year. So basically, he's on a one-year deal, but he could cost him, roughly 12, 13, 14 million, somewhere in that range. And your point, I think, if I understood, is guys like Zaccheaus, guys like Noah Brown, who can't stay healthy either, and is more injury prone than Deebo, guys like, maybe even Diami, who's going to cost a fortune. At least I think he's going to cost a fortune. And guys of that ilk are more capable of giving you the things that Debo gives you in different ways, maybe. And you know already they're a fit in Cliff Kingsbury's system. Is that, and they're a lot cheaper. And basically, I mean, if we're looking at Zacchaeus, right, who's, you know, maybe he gets a 2-year deal. I don't know, maybe it's $4 or $5 million a year, somewhere in that range. I think that would be a lot, but maybe it's that. You're not going to probably get him on a 1-year veteran minimum like you did last year. But the question, I guess, for me becomes, you have four guys you have to potentially replace. Not all of them. I don't know how you operate, Doc. I don't see Diami Brown coming back here. I think Diami Brown, you know, like you have T. Higgins and you have now a couple of guys available via trade. It's not a particularly overwhelmingly strong free agent class. I think Diami Brown is going to get $20 million a year from somebody, and I don't see it coming from the Commanders.
Yeah, I don't know, but I tell you who does know, Adam Peters.
Well, if
somebody will pay him $20 million, he should go get it.
Well, he should. You know what would be a great idea if the Commanders allowed Adam Peters to come on the radio, or for me to drive to Commanders Park and sit down and ask all these questions and inject him with truth serum. Say, Adam, what are you going to do at wide receiver? Right?
I think this is a lot more complicated than it is.
Oh, it's complicated. It is complicated.
No, it's not.
I think it's complicated. You don't?
Not at all.
How is it not complicated?
I could have answered that segment you just put out in 5 minutes.
Really? Okay, go ahead. Yeah. I've got nothing but time.
Zero all of them.
Go ahead. Solve it all for me.
Kick them all to the curb.
What's your plan? Who are you bringing back?
That's Adam Peters is going to handle the draft.
No, 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 no.
You know why?
No,
because
no,
the wide receivers, Chris, I can get in the draft.
I'm not going to let you do that.
I can get them out of the draft. Well, wide receivers, I can get out of the draft.
Okay, but they
you're
took
beating
one.
Up an old story.
They took one in the draft last year.
Is somebody bribing you?
No, no, no. They took one in the draft last year, and I love Luke McCaffrey, but he's not a blocker, one. And number two, he didn't really contribute outside of one big catch against Cincinnati.
That was last year.
I understand
that. It's got
nothing
to do with this year.
I understand that. Maybe he'll be better, but is he automatically going to be a Debo Samuel-type blocker? Is he going to be automatically a Cooper Kupp-type blocker? I don't. No,
but the
I don't
dollars,
think
the
so.
Dollars you just picked that you mentioned two Pro Bowl type players, as opposed to a guy in his second year who hasn't even started yet.
But
you're on so different extremes right now.
No,
is if you're acting like somebody's got you at gunpoint.
I'm trying to figure out how do you at least keep that position group from becoming a weakness? If we would agree that it was a moderate.
I know you know this.
Moderately
I know you know
last
this.
Year? Right.
Nobody that has a quarterback has ever had a problem attracting receivers.
Right.
Never.
So what do you mean by that? Like
receivers
like
come with a quarterback
wants to
is.
Play. Everybody
they come
wants
with a quarterback
here.
Is. You know where they don't go? They don't gravitate to where the quarterback sucks.
No, I got you. I got you.
Yeah.
I have no problem thinking Debo Samuel receivers. Or Cooper Kupp want to play here. The question is like, are they worth signing? Like, is a guy like Debo Samuel not only worth whatever you have to pay him, but also worth, I don't know, a fourth or fifth round pick when you've already traded a bunch of your picks in the Marshawn Lattimore deal, and if you want Myles Garrett, you might have to trade even more picks.
Well, you asked me, and I answered it, and you didn't like the answer, so you keep just going, but I don't know how many times I got to tell you, hell no. Does that make it easier for you?
All right,
hell
I don't
no.
want Debo Samuel. Fine.
Not at all. Unless all right. he's at a bargain price. If he gives himself to me, I'd love to have him.
All right. Does anybody else want Debo Samuel? Because there is, you know, there is speculation, let's just call it out there, that the Commanders are absolutely going to move on this. I don't know if that's true because I don't know how truly Adam Peters feels. I mean, I'd like to think that Adam Peters holds him in high regard, but, you know, again, there's other factors involved here. What do you guys think? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We'll get back to the calls in just a flash. We'll get into some NBA. Luka Doncic making his Lakers debut. We'll see what Doc thought about that coming up in the 3 o'clock hour and much more on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, along with Rick Doc Walker right here on always happy to talk about diva wide receivers is the good doctor. But hey, man, we have to talk about it because it's a real possibility. It's a legitimate possibility that could be coming to Washington. It kind of just depends on how you feel about these things. And, you know, of course, the money is a huge part of it, right? Even though the Commanders have money, they have money. They have plenty of money. It doesn't mean they're going to spend it all. Doesn't mean that they're just going to overspend it on players just because they're big name guys that you all have heard of or even that Adam Peters has worked with in the past. All right, let's get back to the calls. Let's go to line six. Chris in Damascus before the top of the hour. What's up, Chris? How are you?
I'm fine, fellas. Excuse me. Hey, fellas. Hey,
what's
fellas.
It just started
to snow up here in Damascus, by the way. Just started.
Okay.
It's dusting, so it's kind of at that worst, but the freezing temperatures, it's a little above freezing, but when it starts to freeze, it's going to get nasty, but that's up here in Damascus. I thought I'd throw that out, and if anybody wonders where Damascus is, if you do a triangle between Baltimore, Frederick, and Washington, kind of in the middle. Anyway.
Be safe.
I'm cool. I'm in. I'm tight. Buckled down. Mike Wallace. You know who am I talking to, Mike Wallace? Rooster, you do a great job. You two are great together. Iron sharpens iron. But look, you're asking. Doc's great at knowing players. Doc's be a great coach. But you're asking him GM questions. All this stuff is for Adam Peters. You know, that's above all our heads. He's got to worry about cap, how they fit in. I want Myles Garrett more than anything. I want him so bad. But there's a price and you gotta figure it all out. Mekhi Becton, he's great. Yeah, all that's wonderful. I know this, but it's a difficult thing. Jack King Cook had Bobby Beathard. Is he in the Hall of Fame? If he's not, he should be.
Bobby Beathard is.
But anyway, if I'm not mistaken, he came from the Colts or Dolphins. Am I correct about that?
Dolphins.
When Washington somehow got him?
Yeah.
But anyway, you got a coach.
Yep.
We got a culture, and we got a quarterback. So I'm not worried about so much the offense losing coaches. Dan Quinn has proven himself, as far as I'm concerned. He's going to keep the culture good. He better figure out that defense, though, if he's going to be a defensive head coach. You know, we got to get that, but he needs some personnel. That's up to Adam Peters. All these are up to Adam Peters. I think our ownership is good. Heck, if you let Adam Peters strike out for 3 years and do some stupid things and see how long Josh Harris and Magic and Rails and all them put up with his butt. You know what I mean? But it's the pressure's on Adam Peters to catch the Eagles, get the personnel in. We know, I believe we got a good coach. And a good culture. And at the end of the day, Doc, am I not right? Hell, when it gets to on the field, Jaden's not too far away from. I got this offense like Peyton Manning. I asked you this, Doc, when we came down to the draft. I said, Doc, close your eyes. Who would you draft, Caleb or Jaden? And anyway, but all three of those first three picks look like they're going to be good quarterbacks and great coaching. You know, you need really good position coaches with younger players. But now that we've established the culture, don't tell me Bobby Wagner's not telling that defense how to go. Don't tell me Zach Ertz isn't helping on the line and these veterans who've been there and the culture's established. It's really with the younger ones. But now we're picking and choosing. We're down to money and stuff like that. It's all looking good, but it's just look at and here, Rooster. Here's an assignment for you.
Uh-huh.
Look at Jaden or Jalen Hurst's contract and how Philly and Roseman up there, they got the best team.
Well, it's only like $24 million or something like that under the cap next year. I mean, I don't have the whole thing in front of me, but it's only like $24 million for next year, which is obviously nothing for an elite quarterback. Now, the problem is he's not elite. He played elite in the playoffs. That's the difference. And, you know, I mean, listen, there's a lot of different ways you can go, but that allows you, because they made that commitment, because they made that investment after they made the disastrous Carson Wentz deal and got out of that with relatively little harm, that allowed them to go out and sign Saquon Barkley. All right, along with Rick Doc Walker right here on always happy to talk about diva wide receivers is the good doctor. But hey, man, we have to talk about it because it's a real possibility. It's a legitimate possibility that could be coming to Washington. It kind of just depends on how you feel about these things. And, you know, of course, the money is a huge part of it, right? Even though the Commanders have money, they have money. They have plenty of money. It doesn't mean they're going to spend it all. Doesn't mean that they're just going to overspend it on players just because they're big name guys that you all have heard of or even that Adam Peters has worked with in the past. All right, let's get back to the calls. Let's go to line six. Chris in Damascus before the top of the hour. What's up, Chris? How are you?
I'm fine, fellas. Excuse me. Hey, fine, Chris. Hey, fellas.
What's going on, Chris?
The snow up here in Damascus, by the way. Just started.
Okay.
It's dusting, so it's kind of at that worst, but the freezing temperatures, it's a little above freezing, but when it starts to freeze, it's going to get nasty, but that's up here in Damascus. I thought I'd throw that out, and if you anybody wonders where Damascus is, if you do a triangle between Baltimore, Frederick, and Washington, kind of in the middle. Anyway.
Be safe.
I'm cool. I'm in. I'm tight. Buckled down. Mike Wallace. You know, who am I talking to, Mike Wallace? Rooster, you do a great job. You two are great together. Iron sharpens iron. But look, you're asking, Doc's great at knowing players. Doc's be a great coach. But you're asking him GM questions. All this stuff is for Adam Peters. You know, that's above all our heads. He's got to worry about cap, how they fit in. I want Myles Garrett more than anything. I want him so bad. But there's a price and you gotta figure it all out. Mekhi Becton, he's great. Yeah, all that's wonderful. I know this, but it's a difficult thing. Jack King Cook had Bobby Bethard. Is he in the Hall of Fame? If he's not, he should be.
Bobby Bethard is.
But anyway, if I'm not mistaken, he came from the Colts or Dolphins. Am I correct about that?
Dolphins.
When Washington somehow got him?
Yeah.
But anyway,
you said Dolphins,
and then you got a coach.
Yep,
we got a culture, and we got a quarterback. So I'm not worried about so much the offense losing coaches. Dan Quinn has proven himself, as far as I'm concerned. He's going to keep the culture good. He better figure out that defense, though, if he's going to be a defensive head coach. You know, we got to get that, but he needs some personnel. That's up to Adam Peters. All these are up to Adam Peters. I think our ownership is good. Heck, you let Adam Peters strike out for 3 years and do some stupid things and see how long Josh Harris and Magic and Rails and all them put up with his butt. You know what I mean? But it's the pressure's on Adam Peters to catch the Eagles, get the personnel in. We know, I believe we got a good coach and a good culture. And at the end of the day, Doc, am I not right? Hell, when it gets to on the field, Jaden's not too far away from. I got this offense like Peyton Manning. And I asked you this, Doc, when we came down to the draft. I said, Doc, close your eyes. Who would you draft, Caleb or Jaden? And anyway, but all three of those first three picks look like they're going to be good quarterbacks and great coaching. You know, you need really good position coaches with younger players. But now that we've established a culture, don't tell me Bobby Wagner is not telling that defense how to go. Don't tell me Zach Ertz isn't helping on the line and these veterans who've been there and the culture is established. It's really with the younger ones. But now we're picking and choosing. We're got the money and stuff like that. It's all looking good, but it's just look at and here, Rooster. Here's an assignment for you.
Uh-huh.
Look at Jalen Hurst's contract. Yeah. And now Philly and Roseman up there, they got the best team.
Well, it's only like $24 million or something like that under the cap next year. I mean, I don't have the whole thing in front of me, but it's only like $24 million for next year, which is obviously nothing for an elite quarterback. Now the problem is he's not elite. He played elite in the playoffs. That's the difference. And you know, I mean, listen, there's a lot of different ways you can go, but that allows you because they made that commitment. Because they made that investment after they made the disastrous Carson Wentz deal and got out of that with relatively little harm, that allowed them to go out and sign Saquon Barkley. That allows them to potentially bring back either Zach Bond and Josh Sweat or Milton Williams and Zach Bond or however they go about it. That allows you to do the type of things that they're going to need to do. Thanks. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate you. 258, Team 980. More of your calls coming straight up after the top of the hour. I promise we'll run through all of them, and then we'll get into the Lakers and Luka Doncic's debut in La La Land with the DOC, AMAC as well. Snow out there. Be safe on the Team 980, always live and free on the Odyssey app.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.